I've been pondering for some time this phrase by Ajahn Chah about right but not true, true but not right. And I've never quite been able to figure out right but not true. But that's right there, right?
It is, yeah. Or like he said, you are right in fact, but wrong in Dhamma. Uh-huh. So that you can have the correct information, but yet still be out of tune. Rather like in some ways a musician can be following the score if they're in an orchestra. You know, you can be following the score in front of you quite accurately. Your fingers are playing the right notes, and but you're out of balance with the other musicians around you or with the conductor. Yes, you are playing the correct notes, but no, it's out of true, it's out of keeping. And so that ching de mai tuk, tuk de mai ching in the Thai language would be right but not true, true but not right, so that it's highlighting the way that we can take an idea and then believe in our framing of that thought and miss what's appropriate or what fits in with the situation around us that we're a part of. Lumpur Cha said that when the young Ajahn Sumedho came back from spending some time at Suanmok with Ajahn Buddhadasa, and he said Ajahn Buddhadasa had a very different approach towards Vinaya than Wapapong, and the style of respect for the Vinaya, where Ajahn Buddhadasa held it in a slightly different way in terms of the Dhamma was priority over the wording of the Vinaya. And he could explain himself and give a very good account of that. And so when the young Ajahn Sumedho went back to Wapapong and said, Ajahn Buddhadasa has got a very different approach or a somewhat different approach with respect to the Vinaya, I'm not sure whether it was actually with Ajahn Sumedho as a young bhikkhu kind of walking along with Ajahn Buddhadasa, and he kind of took his walking stick and bashed down some plants in the forest to indicate that even though he was damaging living plants, making a point about the teaching that was you shouldn't be attached to and create suffering in your mind about the Vinaya. So that threw the young Bhikkhu Sumedho, Ajahn Sumedho, off balance. And when he came back to Ajahn Chah and he talked about Ajahn Buddhadasa making a point in that way, Ajahn Chah then said, "Ching te mai tuk, tuk te mai ching." Yeah, that's true, but not right. Right, but not true. It was being respectful of Ajahn Buddhadasa, but saying that he understood it in a different way. Or you could make a case for that, but he felt it was not exactly the same or not totally in accord with the way that he saw things or the way that they related to the Vinaya in the Wapapong community and style of practice. And then the other occasion that's very well known in our community is where, again, the young Ajahn Sumedho was very critical of a monk who was very loud, very outspoken, very noisy in his speech, because he felt that the other monks there weren't offering him criticism. He took it upon himself to list his shortcomings and wrongdoings after the Patimokkha on the Upositor day when Ajahn Chah wasn't there. And the monk was very embarrassed and shamefaced and then departed very quickly within a day or so. That was when Lumpur Cha, when he heard about that, he sort of summoned the young Ajahn Sumedho to have a quiet chat and said, you were right in fact, but wrong in Dhamma. You know, yes, the criticisms that you gave of that person, they were true. You were correct. And yes, his speech was quite coarse, quite hard to live with, and quite inappropriate in many respects. But the way that you spoke about it and the way you confronted him was out of keeping, was not right in terms of Dhamma. So right in fact and wrong in Dhamma is another way that that's represented.